The surge in shootings in King County continued this past weekend, but one incident was way over the top for one community, and they apparently are going to take some action. We have Omari Salisbury from Converge Media on the line and Kyle Radio's Hannah Scott. Hannah, you first. Lay out what happened here.
So this was just an absolutely terrifying incident in the Central District on Saturday, middle of the day, just about 2 o'clock, I believe, and there was a Little League team playing a youth football game there at Judkins Park, and packed with parents and the kids and everybody, and then there was gunfire. Fortunately, nobody hurt, but it sounds like perhaps somebody got out of a car, fired towards the park, and then took off. I don't know that the police have released any more than that just yet. We've got 8 and 9-year-olds in this park, and now the community is taking action to protect those kids themselves. Here's Omari Salisbury, who's going to join us here in just a second. Had a chance to interview Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz. Here's that interaction.
There's been a call for community members, and specifically Black men, to come to Judkins Park to provide a sense of safety and well-being and value and worth for these young children. Community is answering that call. I mean, what do you think about something like that, where community is like, you know what, enough is enough. We're going to come out. We're going to stand here. We're going to protect our kids.
I think it's fantastic. It's what we need. You know, we, like I said, we need community to be involved in this. You know, we know that we can't have police officers in every part of our city at all times when violence might occur. So we are counting on community to find ways that they can, you know, step up and, you know, be present and be visible and making sure that they, you know, when they see potential levels of escalation of violence, that they can help, you know, say, no, this can't be here. You know, this cannot occur in the areas of our kids.
Again, that's Adrian Diaz talking with Omari Salisbury, who joins us now live. Omari, thanks for being here with us this morning. What can you tell us about what happened here this weekend?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Hannah. And once again, thank you for making space for me to come on here and talk about gun violence in our community. Yeah, I mean, it's something that's been occurring. We hear all the time from the SPD and also from the county that, you know, shots fired across our city and in our county they're reaching an all-time high. And this there at Judkins Park, where you had the park full, you know, the CD Panthers games, it's an institution in our community of people who still live in the Central District, but even those who have been displaced, you'll find that they drive up all the way from Federal Way or Des Moines there to the park. And, you know, shots fired out there in the middle of the game, and it created a sense of chaos and a sense of terror. And, you know, with these young people, parents, fans, and supporters. And it's like, you know, people are like, man, this is too much. It's too much. And the community, it calls gun out to the community to really be present. And like you said in that piece right there, you know, CD Panthers, along with Africatown, a few other organizations are like, Black men specifically, we need to be present at Judkins Park to reinforce a sense of safety for our young people.
Somebody needs to catch whoever did it, though, right? Isn't that, I mean, eventually people have to know that if they try this kind of thing, they'll be held responsible.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, Dave, and we've been trying to get people held responsible for since I was in high school, since back when I was there. Before it was CD Panthers, it was CAY, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, this issue of gun violence is something that's become generational here in our city. But I think that, you know, one of the things they discuss is that people bring the peace. And we've seen here that when our community comes out in force, we saw that during the Juneteenth celebrations. We've seen that during the Black on the Block celebration, where you'll get thousands of people present. And there hasn't been any issues like this with the community showing up. So the idea is that, man, we send a message as well to these shooters and people out there with these guns. It's like, man, we're coming out in force. It's not okay. Our children have value. Our children have worth, and we're going to show up for them.
And these kids are scared, right? You and I were talking, Omari, and these are 8 or 9-year-olds who are out in this field. It should be a beautiful experience for them out there playing this game to have that gunfire go off. That's what this call for the Black men in the community to come out it is to be there and make these kids feel safe so they can have some normalcy.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to remember that, you know, CD Panther games, they're intergenerational. So, yes, you got the players on the field. You got young kids. You got grandma out there. You got mom out there. This is you know, it's the home games are almost like a homecoming in a sense for so many community members. And it's out there. And I just want to be able to paint a picture here in a larger sense for the city of Seattle for your overall listeners. You know, we get a lot of people who've been very vocal when there's been homeless encampments, say, next to a school, right? And we get people who don't even live next to that school all across the city, and they're very vocal. I want people to know that Judkins Park is right next to Washington Middle School. So, you know, for people who are concerned about safety around schools and everything else, here you go. Make your voice heard, you know? I mean, because it's our neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, our community, but we deserve safety. We deserve that. And, you know, the community is going to take the steps within our power to provide safety, especially for our young people.
Now, do the police have a role in that? Or are you saying that this is this one of those alternatives to old-style policing?
Man, of course the police have a role. The police get our tax dollars, and there's an expectation for every citizen in this city that there should be public safety. And so that, of course, there's a role. And that's the reason why I called Chief Diaz, and I'm talking to everybody. Hopefully I can get Mayor Durkin on the line here today, because I want people who are elected or appointed to be able to speak directly to my community and to tell them what they are going to do to make sure that they're safe. Now, it's a big deal, maybe because it's us, the black folks coming from the city saying that, but this is part and parcel for the rest of the city. The rest of the city, they're demanding answers all the time. They're demanding, hey, what's the plan and everything else. And so on behalf of my community members, I've been reaching out to anybody that I can, and hopefully we'll talk to the mayor today and see what she has to say to CD Panthers players and community members and everything else. And of course the police have a role to play. I talked to Chief Diaz. He said that he's been in touch with the coaches over there, the CD Panthers. They said there'll be as well a presence that's out there. But these are the kind of things that community has to demand.
And really quick, before we wrap up, Amari, I wanted to, those coaches, they were teaching these kids an evacuation plan, right, after that, in case there's another shooting. That's the kind of things these kids are going through.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, and I tweeted that out yesterday, and Coach Terrell Elmore, he's been there 25 years, right, since day one of the CD Panthers. And when I was up there at Judkins Park yesterday, they're going over an evacuation plan. Now, his team is 8- and 9-year-old kids. Seattle. All you people out here listening to Emerald City, think about this. 8- and 9-year-old kids out there, and we're having to learn how to evacuate a park in case there's more shots fired, gunfire in the park. I mean, it's not okay. It's not acceptable. But the best thing is that we are taking this into our hands as community members. We're going to show up. We're going to be present for these kids. There's another practice on Thursday. There's one on Friday. And then Saturday is actually the CD Panthers homecoming at Judkins Park. So we're expecting a lot of people out there. But, you know, the big thing is that no one is sitting on their hands. We're like, man, if what we can do is be present, we're going to be present.
And I know you always call for community to take action and get involved, and it doesn't usually happen. This took you by surprise.
Yes, and that's, man, that's why I'm doing my part. And that's you know, everybody has a role to play in keeping our community safe and thriving. And the role that I can play here is to amplify what's going on and also talk to our elected officials, our appointed officials, and hold them accountable as well. And so that's the role that I'm playing here. But because community is saying enough is enough, well, you know, it's time to amplify that out.
Amari Salisbury from Converge Media. Amari, thank you. Hannah Scott, thank you.
Thanks, guys. 824.